Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. Number one spot, we a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Start a new week up in here one more time just for fun. We welcome you in here to the Monday, June 23rd edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside our man.
What are you doing with him?
Always. James Hammond, the Insiders, will be back with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk with him as the NBA season is now officially behind us. The Oklahoma City Thunder were crowned NBA champions yesterday. And that was probably the third biggest story of the weekend.
Oh, man.
It was a year-long coronation. We talked about this last night on Sports Sunday for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Credit to them. This was their season. In many ways, it was truly historic. It was a spectacular season by this very young basketball team, which has left people wondering how many more spectacular seasons does this group have ahead of them. But fair or not, the story of yesterday's game is going to be the injury to Tyrese Halliburton. This happened back in 2019. We all remember it all too vividly. It's going to be the case tomorrow, or it's going to be the case with yesterday's game as well. And, you know, the image of, you know, Ty slapping the mat, just saying no is a tough one. I mean, I think it's the second time I know I've gotten emotional watching a basketball game. Gutted seeing Jason Tatum on the ground, thinking, man, this young brother's gone for an entire year.
Yeah.
For Tyrese to be in this position in game 7, and you know, I don't watch that stuff on TV anymore. I can't stomach it, but I'm sure there were a lot of conversations had about whether he should or shouldn't have played, and we've certainly had our opinions on it, but the fact is he wanted to play, he tried to play, he was able to get through game 6, and I told you all along my biggest concern with all of this was you didn't have to do it once. You had to do it twice. And it couldn't have gone better for Ty and the Pacers in game 6. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they won the way that they did, and it allowed Ty to kind of play limited minutes. And to see what happened to him in the first quarter of yesterday's game was tough. Doesn't take away from the fact the Oklahoma City Thunder were the best team in basketball. They were the best team in basketball all year. But this was a game seven. Ty was playing phenomenal to start that game. And I know a lot of people have talked about the he would have had to have lived with the what if. Like, if he doesn't play and he nurses that injury, he has to. Forget what Stephen A. and Kendrick Perkins and them people say. He has to live with the what if I played his entire career, his entire life. And unfortunately, again, it was a game seven. He has to live with that. What if it hadn't happened? Mm-hmm. What if my Achilles had stayed healthy? What if we had continued? What if we were able to, you know, make a run in the first quarter that made their run in the fourth? It's a constant barrage of what ifs. And I feel for him. I feel for that team, while at the same time being able to salute the Oklahoma City Thunder for what they did.
Yeah, it's just it was gut-wrenching to see that happen. I was definitely upset seeing him on the floor that way, knowing immediately what had happened.
Yeah.
It was just it was heartbreaking to see that for him, man, because he went out there, he tried to play for his team, win a championship for his team, for himself, took a gamble, and didn't work out for him. So you hate to see that for anybody, you know, but I'm a big fan of Tyrese Halliburton and, you know, the joy that he plays with and the way that he plays basketball. And yeah, it was just tough to watch. I can't say anything different than anybody else is saying about that exact moment.
Yeah.
That was just awful to see, man. And to see him, you know, knowing what it was and instantly, like, it happened. Oh my gosh, it actually happened. It happened. That was, like I said, it was just heartbreaking to see.
Yeah, man. It was brutal. Just brutal. Wish the best for Ty. He hits the ground. Again, we all knew. I've talked about watching these games with Katie and how she's kind of new. She's like, oh no, what just happened? And she's watching him react. And I kind of have my head down. And she goes, he said, I did. What's that mean? It's like, he just tore his Achilles. And everyone knows it. Like I'm guessing they asked him, did you tear your Achilles?
The trainer comes over there and says,
and he goes, I did. And it's like, oh my God, man. And that was the first quarter. Mm-hmm. The you know, and credit to the Pacers, man, they fought. This is the thing that I don't think got covered enough about Indiana. This was the thing that kind of frustrated me a little bit in the coverage of this series, where people were just kind of waiting for Oklahoma City to win. Obviously, the Pacers are a good basketball team, but the thing that we really hung our hat on when discussing with them about them was, if there's a bench that can go roster spot for roster spot with OKC, it might be Indiana. Talking about once you get to the second, you know, the second group, once you get to six and beyond, five, you know, six and beyond, like OKC might, they got the best in the league, but Indiana might be able to match that. Mm-hmm. And they fought, and something they'd been able to hold off for six and three quarters of a game happened in the fourth. And it's that Oklahoma City avalanche, mm-hmm, that we have seen so many times this year. And that game ended very early in the fourth quarter. And I think everyone knew, even, you know, the biggest of Pacers fan knew that miraculous comeback that we've seen so many times this postseason that is going to be the story of this version of the Indiana Pacers isn't happening.
No, they just didn't have enough firepower without Tyrese Halliburton. And then, you know, you see guys like Benedict Mathurin, who played a good game, and Nembhard hits that three at the end of the half to put them up by one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing what they can to muster up whatever they need to win one game.
Mm-hmm.
One game. But then you hear guys like Obi Toppin, who did not have a good game, and you hear him after the game said, I can't speak for anybody else, but I was shook. Like, yeah, that was really, really, sure, tough to see and to go through.
Sure.
And you know, he didn't blame his game on that, but he's just being real. Like, it was tough for me to get past that. and I struggled getting past that. So, you know, it's one of those things that not only are you losing one of your best players, if not your best player, you have to deal with the emotional toll and the emotional struggle of seeing your guy go down, seeing one of your friends go down, one of your brothers go down in a serious way like that. And they just weren't able to overcome it last night. OKC had a whole lot to do with that. I thought, and it's, who knows if it was true or not. I don't know. I'm not here to, you know, throw shade or anything like that. But Tyrese started the game on fire and was cooking. And after his last three, Oklahoma City called a timeout. And I saw, I don't want to say a different Oklahoma City come out of that timeout, but I tweeted it out like literally like a minute and a half before the injury. I said, no shade, like he's going to make the, he may have to make an adjustment and he's may still be productive. But I said, OKC's looking to turn that water off. The way they came out, they swarmed on the defensive end, on the perimeter. They were looking to turn that water off after that hot start by Tyrese Haliburton. And ironically enough, I thought Tyrese going down might have affected Oklahoma City as much as it affected Indiana. Just being in that moment like, oh, snap, they lost. You would think it's time to pounce, but they all respect Tyrese Haliburton. Yeah. They all know what it was. And now you're dealing with that guy going down and then also the aspect of, okay, well, now do we switch up our game plan? Who are they going to go to? Is it TJ? Is it Nimhart? Like, it kind of, I felt it threw them off a little bit before they adjusted and settled in a little bit more in that third quarter with how they wanted to attack Indiana on the defensive end. But it just, you know, you just feel robbed of seeing everybody at their best and at their highest and everybody at full strength, and didn't get that last night.
No, we didn't. Again, it'll always be a series of what ifs because this was game seven. It wasn't game five. It wasn't game six. It was game seven. But what ifs aside, Oklahoma City was the best team in basketball all year. Whether they were the best team in these playoffs, you know, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But they had to be one game better than the Indiana Pacers last night, and they absolutely did that. And SGA now, you know, hit a truly rarefied air with the accomplishment that has been talked about throughout this NBA Finals, where he added an NBA Finals MVP, an NBA championship to his scoring leader in MVP season.
What a season. Which
has been outlined on numerous occasions. Only Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal have ever done that.
I mean, this
there's rarefied air, and then there's that.
One of the great seasons we've seen.
Like, LeBron hasn't done it. I mean, you can magic.
Right.
You can run through Nikola Jokic and all of his upset. There isn't another player besides those three that have ever accomplished what those other two, I should say, that have accomplished what SGA just did.
One of the great individual seasons we've seen. One of the great team seasons by a player we've seen, like leading them to the number one seed, leading them to a 68 win season, and then leading them to an NBA championship. SGA is one of them ones, man.
Yeah,
he's one of them ones. Yeah. I had a. A lot of dialogue last night on Twitter. I wonder, did you see what happened last night?
I did not.
Did you see what happened? So I caught some flack for, I think in the start of the fourth or the third quarter or something like that, SGA had 22 points, 10 assists, no turnovers.
Okay.
And I tweeted out, I said, SGA on the verge of one of the greatest Game 7 performances of all time. He didn't shoot well in the fourth quarter, so it didn't really reach the level that I thought it potentially could reach.
Okay.
But it was still one of the great Game 7 NBA Finals performances of all time. But people were like, you're crazy. He shot 8 of 20, whatever he shot.
Seven.
Yeah. No, you're tripping. Like, this is a terrible take. I was like, first of all, you don't have to agree with it. It's fine. Okay. It's whatever. But then I just invite people, go look at some of these Game 7s. You know, Yahoo just had an article the other day of some of the great Game 7 performances of all time. And 29-12. I think he had 29-12, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 1 turnover.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know everybody want to look at the shooting percentage. That's go, like I said, go look at the list. That's one of the great stat lines in a game 7. One of, not the greatest, but one of the great stat lines in the history of the game.
You talking about game 7s in general or NBA finals?
NBA finals game 7.
Well, it won't be too hard for you to do. There's not really a lot of them.
No.
What was there? What do we have? That was 19 or 20, I think.
Yeah,
what was the record? 15 and 4? I can't remember what the record was for home team, so... either way, a win for the home team. We'll come back. This has just been an absolutely brutal postseason, and it has opened up the Eastern Conference in a major, major way. We'll talk about that and what might have been the actual biggest story of the weekend. The Kevin Durant sweepstakes is over. He's headed to the Houston Rockets. That's a game changer, I think, for a variety of different reasons, and I think there's much more ahead. We'll explain why. We are just getting started. We're so happy you're here with us. It's Thilo McCasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Speaking of Sky River Casino, big thanks to everybody who came out for Friday night's first ever evening with Thilo and KC. We had an amazing time. Event went far better than we could have imagined. We'll have more room next time, I promise. But that patio was packed. That patio at 32 Brew Street was packed. The drinks were flowing. The stories were being told. We had a great time. So big thanks to everybody who came out and spent some time with us. Hope you had an amazing time. We certainly had a good time doing a very very different kind of show than anything we'd ever done. You know, thanks to Manny and Katrina for always leading the Chatty House crew there. Thanks to Matt George for, again, impromptu grabbing the mic.
He was
up.
Just trying to chill out. He was like, nah, Matt, you gotta pull up, man.
Come here, man. We come up here. We got to talk a little bit further. Thanks to Sarah Hodges for dropping by and saying hello. It was a great time, man.
It was,
great
man. Time. It was.
Will came out with his eye patch on.
Yeah, shout out, Will.
Yeah, so we appreciate everybody who even had to go through some circumstances to be with us, man. It was a great time.
Jasmine, Zabo's Jasmine,
mm-hmm.
won the tickets to see The Weeknd. Yeah. That was fire.
Yeah, it was great. I asked Joe. Joe brought the entrance over, and there was one that was out. I was like, Is this the winner? He goes, oh, that just fell out. I was like, well, just make it the winner. You just shake it up and fell out. Like, we got a winner. Great. Who is it? It said Jasmine. I'm like, what was it? Is this Zabo's jazz? Because there was like murmurs like around the patio. I was like, are there multiple jazzes? Or no? Oh, Jasmine and Zabo going to see The Weeknd.
Man, big ups. That's going to be a crazy show.
Yeah, that show's going to be fire.
That's going to be a crazy show.
Clips of that show are nuts.
Yeah, man.
not like Beyonce in Paris nuts. Ooh, but goodness gracious,
that looked like a movie.
That looked incredible.
That looked
like
a damn
movie. In Paris beat hit and that crowd. Oh my god,
that looked like a movie.
Every once in a while, you see a clip from a show, a particular show, not just a tour, but a particular show where you're like, God, I wish I was there for that. I wish I was there for that.
That looked fantastic. Good stuff.
What was not good stuff is this postseason. This postseason, from a viewer's perspective, was terrific. From an NBA fan perspective, it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was a brutal postseason for the NBA, though. When next season gets here, and we're praying things are different for the Sacramento Kings, you look over to that Eastern Conference, man, Dame Lillard ain't going to be there. Mm. Jason Tatum ain't going to be there. Tyrese Halliburton ain't going to be there. It is wild that they all wear zero. But
it's wild that Pascal Siakam was around for most of these circumstances.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I think
gracious.
Only
I
the Tatum
one
he
that.
Wasn't around.
I didn't even compute that.
He was around for KDs, too.
Damn.
Keep that guy away.
What you think Siakam doing when he rolling his eyes in the back of his head in that in the huddle? Man, I don't know who the hell is coaching your team next year, but you're
well,
New York Knicks.
Doug Christie is coaching my team.
No, I mean the one that you cheer for.
Doug Christie is
not
coaching
not the one
my
you
team.
Cover. Oh,
crazy?
Okay. Your other team that you
team,
support.
I'm just a supporter.
Okay, you're the team that you support.
Yeah.
They got to get their coach hired, but man, they got as good a shot as anybody is being in the finals next
they
year.
They do.
Right now, they don't have a coach. But they're the only damn team with healthy bodies.
Man, the East is
rough.
The East got ravished by these playoff injuries, man. And it opens everything up, obviously, for the Knicks. But now,
man, you imagine if Detroit makes the right move here in this offseason.
They'll just get Jaden Ivey back healthy. Maybe that's a move.
Yo, maybe that's it.
You know, Orlando, what they look like now.
Mm-hmm.
You look at a team like,
I don't know how you feel about them. I don't know how I feel about them. I think the Raptors think very highly of themselves.
They do. They got a lot of
talent. They
got a lot of talent.
They have a lot of talent, and they have the ability to move here. Obviously, Kevin Durant isn't going to be a part of their offseason. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But, you know, that conference is wide open.
You know who it's opened it up for just a little bit? Sounds crazy. Sounds crazy.
Okay.
Philly.
Oh, that's that's not who I thought you were going to say.
Who do you think? I
thought you were going to say Miami.
Hell no. Miami's sorry.
Why are you going to say Philadelphia and then hell no to Miami?
Philly got better players.
But no, but do they?
Tyrese Maxey better than anybody on Miami.
Okay, and then what?
And then you got Jared McCain, who's going to win the Rookie of the Year before he got hurt. He's coming back.
Okay.
If Joel plays half the season.
If.
Right. I still don't think Paul George is, like, done. Like he was.
Yo, why was he so awful. Terrible last
I don't,
year?
I don't know. He was awful. But is he like?
Is he Draymond Green? Is he a front runner?
I mean, I don't know.
He's never been that before, but at least not in my opinion.
Until he does it again, it was awful. I'm going to assume that was an anomaly. He's not going to be PG from 7 years ago. I'm not saying that, but I don't think he is what he was last year. But like I said, Maxey missed a lot of games last year. You get Jeremy Cain back. You got the what? Third pick? Fourth pick?
Third?
Third pick. Whatever their rookie does. Maybe if you trade it, I don't know. But – that, and it's not even that Philly's like hella good. It's just the top, all damn near all the top teams got ravished by these devastating injuries that it opens up Philly to potentially be a four seed in the playoffs if everything went right for them.
Man,
that's how crazy. Man. Darius Garland, you're not even going to start the season in Cleveland.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, you're
that
right.
That doesn't mean he's out right. all year, but he's not going to start
Garland.
The season.
Yeah, those other three are missing the season. Garland is not. But he probably won't start the season. Like, he might. But he probably won't. They could be, I mean, it's a long season. They'll be cautious with him. I wonder how, if at all, maybe it doesn't, but I wonder if Tatum, Dame, now, Ty, if this changes the thinking, you talk about Philadelphia, maybe Philadelphia feeling a certain way. We just talked about Detroit, Orlando. Yo, what if a team like Brooklyn or Atlanta, who was 40 and 42, was like, what reason can we not get back into this? Like, every single team is going to be depleted.
Yeah.
Like, all of the big dogs are going to be depleted. How can we get right back into this? The top five teams, the top five teams are missing something. The New York Knicks, it's their coach. Everybody else, it's one of those players. But man, talking through this, like Detroit, Orlando, even Atlanta, I wonder if these injuries have altered any general manager's thinking. Like, hey, let's be more aggressive. Hey, let's try to attack right now.
Right.
No one. We still don't know what Boston's doing. There's nothing but rumors surrounding Boston. What position does this put them in, you know, next year? We think back to what happened when Klay got hurt. Golden State Warriors didn't fold it up. They were like, what aggressive move could we make to make us a contender the next season? Didn't work, but they were aggressive. I mean, they turned contracts, into this, into that. Like, they kept moving. I wonder if any of these teams in the East do the same. I wonder if Boston does it. I wonder if Indiana does it, Milwaukee, any of these teams who lost one of their players, how this changes their level of aggression this offseason.
Yeah, man. And Boston, who we thought, you know, would have no chance without Jason Tatum, maybe a move here or there might get them back into contention. In the East, if I'm assuming they keep like Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and, you know, player A, B, or C, you know, that could be enough to get into the second round of the playoffs. And then you never know what might happen at that point. So, yeah, Boston might end up changing their philosophy and their outlook on the season as well. We didn't.
It's a level playing field. It's a more level playing field for all these teams who lost somewhere.
Yeah. We didn't believe them, but the report was they were still trying to compete. Remember early after Tatum's injury?
Well, yeah, yeah.
They were like, no, we're still.
What Brad Stevens said, we're still
here trying to compete. Yeah. So this might even up that ante a little bit if that's what they were already thinking.
Are the Knicks going to hire a coach, or are they just going to go out there and figure it out? And are they moving Mikal? That's my real question. Like, coaching, like, whatever. Are they trading Mikal Bridges?
I don't think there's any reason to right now. With KD.
Expiring contract.
Well, yeah, for who, though?
Mikal.
No, but why? Like, KD gone. Like, will we trade him for DeRozan? Well, like, there's not somebody.
Wow, you hate DeMar DeRozan now. Wow, what a time. Wow, did you hear the way he said DeRozan with disgust?
There's not a player out there that, in my opinion, that would be worth it.
Is there a player that
Giannis becomes available?
Is there a position that fits better, or does Mikal just need to be better?
He might need a better coach. Okay. That's what a lot of people said surrounding that situation.
Yeah.
So, or a coach that, I shouldn't say better, a coach that works better with getting him featured a little bit more.
Well, you don't need offense. To work to get Mikal featured better. You need to work to get that entire offense featured better, because the lost in the Mikal Bridges stuff and the firing of Tom Thibodeau was the usage rate of Jalen Brunson. The heel turn on Jalen Brunson is going to happen quick, because now that number is, if the Knicks like start slow, or if there's a disconnect with the Knicks next year, they're going to turn on Jalen really quick, because now that usage number, it's like out there and it's a talking point. Whether it should be or it shouldn't be, it is. And now that it is, now that it's like those stupid puzzles where it's like, can you see the man in the hat? And you're like, no. Like, all I see is dots. What is this? And then someone points to the man in the hat, and it's all you can see? That's Jalen Brunson's usage rate. Now it's going to be all you can see. So let the Knicks start slow. That turn on Brunson is going to happen.
Yeah.
And if the Knicks start slow and Brunson's on that usage rate thing again, whoever this new coach winds up being, he's going to be under the microscope pretty quick.
Yeah, they're going to have to tweak that a little bit, in my opinion, and Jalen's going to have to look to tweak that a little bit,
yep,
too. He started when he got to New York and, you know, was so successful, and they made their first playoff run and all this other stuff. A lot of his shooting, the way he went about stuff, was out of necessity. Doesn't feel like you need to shoot all the time like you do right now. You got guys around you. So I think this offseason he might need to look at that and say, don't turn into Scott Skiles, but tone it back a little bit on the shots, move that ball a little bit more, be a little bit more selective when you feel like you need to take over, or, you know, have those possessions with no passes and just you putting a shot up. Just to adjust it a little bit here, you know, and get these guys play a little bit more of a point guard role as opposed to a shooting guard playing point guard.
And I don't know what sense moving Mikal makes anyways. Like, he's too talented of a player. I would think you want to give that next head coach as much talent as possible. And whoever you're talking to, whoever these interviews are with, I assume you are having discussions about what a New York Knicks team with Mikal Bridges looks like, and perhaps what a New York Knicks team without Mikal Bridges looks like. Maybe depth is an issue on this team. You ask, what do you do with Mikal Bridges? Maybe it's multiple players in return that could fill voids. Maybe there was no depth issue with this team. Maybe that was simply a Tom Thibodeau quirk. Who knows? But watching the East will be... Watching the East next year will certainly be fascinating. But it's tough for the league to know that you're going to start. And this didn't even include Kyrie.
Right.
These three guys are out for the year. These three guys are all in the Eastern Conference. But you can draw this out a little bit. You want to stay in the East. We have no idea what Joel Embiid is going to look like to start the season. You head over to the West. We know Kyrie won't start the season after his ACL tear that he suffered against Sacramento. Like, this is just a plethora of stars that have gotten hurt over the last, you know, 4 months or so.
What do you think about the state? Obviously, we're a day removed from the game seven, but obviously Tyrese going down. What do you think? Do you think the league has an issue? Because that's a lot of what people have been talking about last night and this morning, and they need to look to fix this. I don't necessarily feel that way.
Can I ask what it is that you're trying to fix?
Obviously, the first thing people go to is they play too many games. They need to shorten the season and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I don't see how that happens.
Is there data that supports that out there? Or is that just something we say? Not you, but just in general, because I see that a lot. Is there an actual data that says, like, yeah, when, like, so-and-so's days are spaced out between games, like, that actually benefits?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen anything supporting that or dispelling that.
So. Yeah, because, like, that shortened the season, like, it sounds great, but it's like, if it's only if it's like there's data that says going to do some or whatever. Because at that point, it just feels like doing something to do some.
Let's talk about that, but I want to give our resident Thunder fan his moment. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Cole, congratulations, brother.
What up,
boy?
What's up, man? Congratulations, big dog.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, your boy was crying last night. I was excited like Michael Jordan when he won the championship. I was over here crying. I didn't record myself. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, oh, dreams come true, y'all. Dreams come true. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. I called my daughter that's in Mexico. She comes home tonight at midnight. Her 13th birthday is tomorrow, Tuesday, June 24th.
Yeah.
I said, baby, the parade is on Tuesday. You know, can Daddy go to the parade? And I miss your birthday, but I'll come back on Wednesday and we can say. She said, no, you can't miss my birthday.
Well.
So I can't go to the parade. Remember well, I told y'all wanted the game 7 to get to the parade?
So,
I mean, no.
So, Cole, we've learned a couple of lessons here. One. Next time, don't ask. Baby, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Two, it's probably better you're with your daughter on your birthday, man, on her birthday.
Yeah, and that's what I said, 13. If it was 14,
to be clear, 12, 11, the 13-year-old is in Mexico with her mother. Yeah, not kicking it out there by herself.
Yeah.
Just enjoying herself.
To be clear, my man Cole didn't just send his 13-year-old to Mexico to hang out.
Yeah, so, but last thing I'm going to say, prayers up for Tyrese, man.
Yeah, man.
I hope he heals. I think the Kings were stupid for trading him. Y'all know how I felt about that in the first place. So prayers up for Tyrese. But, hey, Thunder!
Okay, hold on, Cole, I know you want to drop the mic, but I got to ask you a question. Because I hear him yelling and, you know, he's talking about, let's go. And I had tears and all this other stuff. I'm just asking a question because I saw my man Cole on Saturday out of Wingman Park. Shout out to my guy, Cole. But how do we have this much passion for this team and this franchise? And the second Adam Silver says Seattle's got a team, you just going to leave them.
I'm going to leave them. When we get our Sonics back, I'm going to leave them because I'm a Sonics fan. I grew up a Sonics fan. But the passion comes because why didn't my team already win a championship? D-Lo ain't going to agree with this. The GOAT beat us, Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? He beat us in, what was it, 97, I think?
96. Easy work.
Y'all know how I feel about GP. That's my guy. And he beat us. So dreams come true. 2012, when we played LeBron, right, in Miami, my daughter was born in 2012. So I got married in 2012. I had a baby in 2012. I moved to Sacramento in 2012. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get a job. Hey, I'm rubbing my hands like KC right now. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to get a chip. You know what I'm saying? And then we lost. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. And so now we finally got there. And, yeah, I'm okay. I'll still – pass on the team. You know, expansion teams are garbage for a long time. So if we get our team back, I'm okay with it. But till then, it's Thunder up, dog. That's what it is.
I think that's perfectly fine.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Wait, hold on. So then does he just claim the title till the Sonics get here? And once the Sonics are back,
he's back
just
like to having no championship.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Like, yeah, just.
He's back. I think he'll care. Like he'll always.
It's like
have
no, you can't.
Moment.
You can't claim that Thunder title once the Sonics are back.
But the lineage ends when Seattle returns. He has the lineage to the Seattle Sonics right now, and that's okay. But when the Sonics return, that lineage ends. So he has this moment. He'll remember it. He'll enjoy it. He'll love, you know, SGA and Russ and Harden and all those guys for you. But then he's back to his team. I think that's perfectly fine.
This is like.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't know what to compare this to, but this is like.
He's doing the right thing.
I don't know. It feels kind of weird.
It does feel
weird.
Yeah,
it feels weird.
I'm not. There is no right or wrong answer.
Let me ask
he can
you
do
something.
Whatever he wants
Let
to
me,
do.
Okay,
so, but how am I this passionate for a team that I know, a franchise,
yeah, like
I know I'm about to leave?
Because
he's
don't
just
know
it to the curb.
Because was there an announcement that Seattle is back?
Well, no, but I said specifically, that, let's say Seattle gets the team. He said, "Oh yeah, I'm done with these guys."
Yes, like you're gonna disown all this feeling, just everything about this title. Well,
he could be a Thunder supporter.
He said he's done with these guys.
Yeah,
he's like, "Oh no, I'm kicking him to the curb." So that's fine. But how are you that passionate right now about a team that you clearly don't care about?
Because this team has a lineage to his favorite team. Once the Sonics return, the lineage is over.
Okay. I mean, the way I see it, once again, no right or wrong answer, but you clearly don't care about this team and this franchise because you didn't even, he didn't even hesitate. He said, once again, yeah, I'm done with these guys.
It's like you're waiting on like your first true love to come back, and it's like the second one is a placeholder, right? It's like, yeah, I love you, but it's like, hey, if she comes back or the significant other comes back, it's like, I'm gonna go back to them. Yeah,
he
like,
didn't even say,
we got a wedding ring here and stuff, but I'm gonna go back.
Man, it's tough, man. It's gonna be, I'm gonna have to, oh man. He said, no, I'm done with these guys.
I think Cole's approach is perfectly fine.
It just feels weird.
I'm just trying to understand it. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying it's right or wrong. I'm just trying.
So, like,
to
what do we do? We just delete this call once the Sonics are back?
Delete the call.
Like what? Like now it's over. Like, does Cole go back to like trying to relive his dream of his team winning a title?
Does he go back? Never won nothing.
If the Sonics come back, then they have zero titles. Like, does Cole go back? Like, yeah, I got to go back and relive the dream. I have zero titles again.
Absolutely. He could have the moment where, yo, we had a cool moment with the Thunder in 2025, but my team is back. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, we got that loss in 96 and whatever.
Technically, the Sonics don't have anything.
Yeah.
Because this I understand. Bear with me. This ain't the Sonics lineage. They did not take anything from Seattle to OKC. They were like legally not allowed to.
You took Kevin Durant.
Well, historically.
You just still one of the best players of all time.
Historically, they weren't able to take any of the records.
Yeah, it all left, but we don't have to pretend like we don't know who the Thunder are. That was not an expansion team.
No. No, it wasn't.
That was the Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah.
It was. So, I mean, you're right. Like, they fought in court to keep all of that stuff.
So, essentially, the Sonics are going to become what the Cleveland Browns are now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
The difference is, I don't think any Cleveland Browns fan was celebrating that Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl.
Well, that's,
yeah. See, that's what we're saying.
You know what? Yeah, hey. I don't know. That's kind of fishy.
But I think at the time Baltimore was moved, there was already the Browns will be back thing. Correct?
There was
it was
even if it wasn't immediate, it was like a year.
It was very close. Cole never knew. Sonics fans never knew if that team was coming back. I'm sure they thought after the Kings things fell through that it was never happening. And again, nothing has been announced. We have no idea if Seattle is coming back or not. We just think that they are. Mm-hmm. And it's not a shot in the dark. Like, it's a pretty educated guess to say we think the Sonics are coming back, but who knows?
Yeah, just can't wrap my head around the emotion.
Let him live.
Oh, he's living. He do whatever he wants. He popping bottles at
you. Yeah, there was tears. Are you going to cry? Is there going to be tears when the Sonics win?
Oh, I think there'll be even more tears when the Sonics win for Cole.
I don't know. We're going to get the diamond tester out.
The diamond tester.
Well, hey, shout out to Cole for not filming himself. Or asking the NBC camera to film him while he was crying.
Pan to him a fifth time. Go back a fifth time.
Or, okay, are those tears? Nope. He's trying, though. I can see it. He's trying.
Who got on the screen more times last night? Halliburton's injury or that moment you're talking about?
Bro, oh, Jesus Christ. It's the moment we're talking about. Why did ESPN...
I missed 3 minutes of the fourth quarter in that game.
...run that injury so many times?
I have no idea.
We'll talk about the broadcast. We'll talk about that injury, too.
I want to see what you think about these Achilles and the state
of the league. Okay, I jotted that down. We'll get to it. I do want to talk about KD, though, because, again, this is the difficult thing when you have so many massive stories in a short stretch. You have the Thunder being crowned champ. You had Tyrese's injury and everything that comes with that. And leading into it, Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets. So we'll talk about that and why that deal made the most sense for everybody involved next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Hold on, man. Are you eating peanut butter M&Ms? Is that what you're doing?
Just throw them in the fridge?
No.
I told you, throw them in the fridge. They don't count.
Okay. I mean, it's not bad.
It's not like the greatest candy of all time, but it's really good.
They're better than the other M&Ms. They're not better than peanut M&Ms. Nothing's better than peanut M&Ms. What's this look? What is going on in Studio One? What is that?
What is your take?
What is your problem? Is that peanut butter? Peanut butter's the look.
Yeah, we like peanut butter.
Kyle Madsen signs KC off on like peanut butter. I don't know what KC can
about.
No,
it's cool. No, peanut butter's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Right. If you like peanut butter, it's all good.
Well, I love peanut butter. Yeah. We'll get back to the final, specifically Tyrese. These Achilles injuries. And all I can hope, because last night was literally, yesterday was literally every NBA fan's worst nightmare, at least objective NBA fan. It was what we talked about extensively. All I hope is the doctors, the coach, his wife, his dad, you understand you have an opportunity to win a championship tonight. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is you miss all of next season. And we'll talk about what should have been done yesterday, if anything different, and all of these Achilles injuries in the NBA. Cameron's blaming it on the shoes. So we've got that. Well, all right. But again, there were three major stories over the weekend. And I think we're just now getting to what arguably was the biggest. With all due respect to Ty, and certainly with all due respect to the Oklahoma City Thunder, this was the move everybody has been waiting for, because I think, again, from an educated guest perspective, this is going to set off the NBA offseason. This was the move that had to happen before anything else can happen. I don't think the Giannis move is real. I don't think there's anything actually happening there. But we knew all of the different speculation about people like LaMelo Ball, Trae Young, all of these different guys. We knew this move was happening. The Kevin Durant trade is official. Let me rephrase that. The Kevin Durant trade has been agreed upon. It is not official for two more weeks. KD is headed to the Houston Rockets. Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick this season, in 5 seconds, are headed to Phoenix. There's multiple things to break down in that. I will point out, I did read this morning, the likelihood of multiple teams getting involved, multiple more teams getting involved, is pretty high. When you look at the return that the Phoenix Suns got, it would make a lot more sense if Phoenix made deals with other teams to unload some of these guards that they have, because they have a lot of them. But the premise, the centerpiece of this deal is Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets. And to me, and I know to you, this is what had to happen for Houston.
Yeah, man. It's look, they were in a situation where they have enough assets, or at the time had enough assets, where I didn't think they absolutely had to make a deal, but it felt like the time was now. You know, it felt like this was the time.
I agree.
You saw what you needed to see from Jalen Green, especially in a playoff situation in the game. So that doesn't mean that's who he is and that's who he's always going to be. But at this particular time, you don't see him being ready for a playoff situation in the next 2 years or something like that to lead you. And you had an opportunity to get Kevin Durant, a guy that's certified, verified in this league and in those moments in a game seven at home, you know, against a team like the Warriors. He's going to bring it to the, he's going to bring it to him. You know what I mean? He's going to give you 25 at the very least. So, you take all those situations into consideration, and this was the time. And I thought that was a great move by them, great move by Houston. And to me, it automatically, instantly puts them in the running for an NBA championship next year.
It's the move you needed to make.
That's it. Yep.
Like, we saw it all this postseason, I guess. Like, they lacked a score. Like, this is exactly, like, the move that they needed.
This was 100%. Something just dawned on me. Didn't Woj tweet about this before? Like, didn't he just tweet something about Houston and then never mention it again?
Yeah, we've always gone back to that tweet since. Yeah, we've pulled it up many times. Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, the Rockets.
So even 2 years after retirement, or a year after retirement, the man was right.
Yeah, I'll find the tweet again.
It was last year around the – it wasn't the Cat trade. I think it was the Mikal Bridges trade.
Okay.
I think it was the same.
I don't even remember the tweet. I just remember it was completely out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Never addressed again.
This is a standalone tweet.
I got it right here.
No context before, no context after.
June 25th, 2024. Woj tweets, the implication of the Rockets landing the Suns picks. Houston wants to trade for Kevin Durant, and that becomes far easier if they can return the Suns picks that they gave up in the Durant deal to the Nets. Suns have said that they're keeping Durant for now, but that could change next season. But now Houston has the picks to make the Suns whole again. You didn't even trade those picks, by the way.
1 year ago on Wednesday. You said June 25th.
Yeah.
1 year ago on Wednesday, he tweeted that.
That was the day.
Woj is the greatest insider of all time. That is spectacular.
Once again, that's why it came out. That was the day Mikal Bridges was traded to the Knicks. Okay. I remember, so the reason why it was so random is because people were going crazy over the Mikal Bridges to the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just follows it up with that. Like, wait, what? That's not even related. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, is KD about to get traded? Wait, what? Then here we are.
Houston still got some of those picks, by the way.
Yeah, so.
They got damn near all of them.
There's a lot of discussion about how Phoenix just got destroyed in this deal. They didn't get their picks back. Mm-hmm. All they landed was the 10, which, again, we can debate what Kevin Durant should have gotten you. 5 second-round picks is spectacular, but we've learned that second-round picks have a good deal of currency, especially when it comes to trading. And the number one position you probably needed, you didn't fill. Now, maybe you can't fill it from Houston, that being the center position. But the fact that you just got a couple of guards to go with Brad and Devin Booker is kind of wild.
Yeah, I mean, and then this is where the rerouting conversation comes into play.
Right.
Because I do think they made that deal and got those two assets with thoughts of moving on from one of, if not both of those guys. The thing with Phoenix, though, with people saying they got fleeced, I mean, I'm not disagreeing, but I don't think they were playing from a place of leverage.
I don't think they were either.
Like, you had to kind of make the best of a bad situation, in my opinion, with the return that you were going to get on any Kevin Durant trade. Because I agree with you, Jesse. Like, I'm Houston. This was a move they needed to make. I'll go too far to say have to. This was a move they needed to make. But they weren't desperate to make this move.
I disagree.
I'll put it to you like this. If I'm Houston,
mm-hmm.
I'm not giving you anything but one of those picks back. If it doesn't work, I'll go get DeMar DeRozan. Or I'll go – like, I don't have to do this deal.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Is the Suns' lack of leverage, too, their own fault? Because I feel like you probably could have got more for Kevin Durant if you traded on this past trade deadline rather than waiting till, like, hey, everyone knows the Suns are moving on from Kevin Durant this offseason.
Well, it sounds like Houston wasn't interested this offseason. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It sounds like Houston wasn't interested during the season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we know what that Warriors deal was.
No,
I'm not.
Probably centers around Andrew Wiggins.
Probably. Something like that. But I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I assume it's right, similar if not identical to what the Jimmy Butler deal was. Mm-hmm. But the lack of leverage came with, so I kind of felt like either Phoenix was bluffing in the aspect of, well, we're going to do what's best for us, or they don't know what's best for us, because they needed one position desperately. That's the center position. I get it. But very reliable sources close to Kevin Durant told us live on the air, Rudy, Dante, and, you know, I don't know what the other aspects of this are, but that deal's out there from Minnesota. We know that Kevin didn't want any part of that. But Phoenix has said, we're going to do our best. We're going to do what's best for us. Mm-hmm. So you have a team in San Antonio who is in the driver's seat of everything. We do not need you. I do not feel like Houston was in that position. In fact, I don't agree with you at all. Mm-hmm. I think Houston, to get to the level that you just spoke of when you talked about this trade, to get to a championship level, they had to do something. Mm-hmm. I don't feel as constructed with time to grow together, or another season to grow together, I'll say, that this was a championship contender. I think I even said when they got eliminated, that might be it. Mm-hmm. We might have seen their ceiling. So in order to compete, I thought they had to make specifically this acquisition. I'll ask you, so I'm not putting words in your mouth. We're not doing this deal for KD. We could get DeMar DeRozan. Does DeMar DeRozan put them on a championship level?
Fringe.
I think they're now, better than last year. I'll say that. I think they are better than last year. But
in
I'm
the
not,
postseason, like, because they were the 2 seed. So,
right. Yeah, so yeah. Like winning. We're talking about winning series. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.